إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. Brothers and sisters, we spoke about the natural laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how the world is a world of cause and effect. We also spoke about the issue of free will, the level to which we have ikhtiyar, the level to which we have the ability to make choices. Today, developing that further, let me share with you and remind myself and you of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this free will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليزيقه بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the trials and tribulations, the fasad, the difficulties, the turmoil that you see on the sea and on the land is the result of the deeds of human beings. This is the result of what people have done with their hands. And Allah said, لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And Allah said that we allow this to happen, we allow these difficulties to be there, we allow these troubles to be there, we allow the people to suffer so that they get a taste of what they are likely to get, so that they will return to us. Meaning that my action is creating an effect in this dunya, but simultaneously my action is also creating an effect for myself in the akhirah. And that action, the effect of the action in the akhirah, is far bigger than the effect here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a taste of that far bigger action here, so that when we get the taste of it, we will stop doing it. We will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah and istighfar. This is like a child reaches out towards the fire, right? So the mother slaps the wrist of the child. So the child may feel some pain, or may not be pain, but you know, doesn't like the fact that his wrist has been slapped, and he might cry. But that pain of that slap on the wrist is far less than the pain the child would have suffered if he had put his hand in the fire. So to save him from putting his hand in the fire, the mother slaps him on the wrist. This is the nature of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. لِيُزِيقَهُمْ زَائِقَ, the taste of what happens in the hereafter. So therefore, the first principle we understand here is that every action of ours has two effects. Whatever the action is, every single action has two effects. There is an effect in this dunya and there is an effect in the akhirah. Every single word we speak, every single action we do, no matter how small or big, has two effects. There is an effect in this dunya and there is an effect in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the meaning of Iman bil Ghaib. Iman bil Ghaib is to understand this, that every action has two reactions, not just one reaction in the dunya. It has two, one here, one there. And the one there is everlasting, the one there is much bigger, both whether it is good or bad. Either way, the one in the akhirah is much more than the one in the dunya. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we give them a small punishment before the big punishment, so that they turn towards us. So that's the example of the slap on the wrist that I gave you. So what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, is a result of our own actions, and secondly, the purpose why we are why this is allowed to happen, why we are not protected from it, why are we not protected from our own stupidity, right? Why not? Because that stupidity is creating a bigger problem for us in the akhirah. And if we were protected from this stupidity in the dunya, the effect in the akhirah will still be there. So when you reach the akhirah and you find the hellfire in front of you, you will say, well, what happened? How come I, you know, how am I facing this? You are facing it because you deliberately chose to ignore what was happening in the dunya. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on the day of judgment, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِرُونَ. Allah said on the day of judgment, you will see the mujrimun, you will see the criminals. And Allah did not say you will see the kafirun mushrikun. He said mujrimun includes the kafirun mushrikun and include the muslimun who insist on behaving and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naqisu ru'usihim, they will be standing there with their heads hanging in shame. And they will say, Rabbana absarna wa sami'na, O our Rabb, we have seen and we have heard. Because they have seen on the day of judgment, they will see the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have heard what is happening there. فَرْجَيْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِرُونَ. Please return us to the dunya so that we become obedient people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, that time is gone. There is no return from here. It's a one-way street. We sent you there. We sent people to warn you. We sent people to show you the way. And that's the reason why when the people are taken to the hellfire, Malaika will ask them. Alam yatikum nadir? Nobody came to warn you. And the people themselves will say, Kalu balaka ja'ana nadir. Fakadzabna wa qulna ma nazal Allah min shay, in antum illa fi dhalalin kabir. They will say, no, of course, people came to us. They came to us to warn us, but we denied them, we abused them. We refused to listen to them. We told them, you are liars. We told them, you have not received anything from Ar-Rahman, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you are misguided. We are not misguided. You are misguided. We are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. But if you tell us, do not do this, it is bad for you. You are misguided. We are not misguided. We are going directly against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and directly against the sunnah of Rasulullah. But you are warning us and telling us, please don't do this, it is bad for you. But you are the one who is misguided. We are not misguided. This is what we told them. Yeah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they will say, وَقَالُوا, and then they will say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَاقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّيْرِ. They will say to the malaika that if we had any sense, yeah, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. If we had any sense, if we had heard, if we had listened, if we had any sense and intelligence, do you think we would be in this position today? Do you think we would be among the people of the hellfire, Ashabu Sa'ir? فَاَعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Allah says that they will accept their sins. They will make i'tiraf of their guna. But there's no point in accepting your sins there, because there's no door for tawbah. The door for tawbah is over, finished. Khalas. The door for tawbah is here. فَاَعْتَرَفُ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. They will accept their sins. فَاسُوْقَلْ لِيَسْحَابِ السَّيْرِ. And they will be told, go to hell. Literally. Go into Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that there are these two things. There is this dunya, and there is this akhirah. And what we do in this dunya has an effect on dunya also. For example, if you help people around you, if people are in difficulties and you help them and you take away their difficulties and you alleviate their suffering, it has an effect in this dunya. It makes you popular, it helps those people, it improves society. You are, so in this dunya also you are benefiting. But in the akhirah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, and what Allah gives you in the akhirah is far more. Similarly, if you are in this dunya, if you are doing the opposite of that, if you are deceiving people, there are people in the world who are using high technology to cure people at a distance. And there are other people who are using high technology to kill people at a distance. Can both be equal? How can these two people be equal? Somebody is curing sickness, he is using technology, same technology, right? And with this technology, they are diagnosing illnesses, they are remotely giving people treatment, and so on and so forth. On the other hand, you have people who are using the same technology and destroying homes and cities and killing people also remotely. How can the two be equal? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is how it is. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have given you goodness. We have given you goodness. We have given you a nice and beautiful life. And Allah does not change this goodness for evil. Allah does not change this good life for bad. Until people do it themselves. With their own hands. Allahu la yughayyiru ma biqawmin. Allah does not change the condition of a people. Hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Until they change it themselves. That's why they say great civilizations are not destroyed from outside. They are destroyed from inside. When we stop obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we destroy ourselves. And that is the whole point of Iman bil Ghaib, is to understand this. That the world is not magic. It's not magic. It's not some random thing which just happens by itself. It is created by the hands of people. Take global warming together today. Take the way. Now here we are sitting, supposedly sitting in the middle of monsoon. When did it rain last? No rain. So something is happening. There is global climatic change. It's not random. We know why it's happening. There are holes in the ozone layer, thanks to which ultraviolet radiation is hugely increasing. We know this is happening. We also know why it's happening. The oceans are full of plastic. Plastic didn't grow from the bottom of the ocean. We put it there. Our rivers are toxic. Lakes are toxic. Rivers are drying up. In Bangalore, if you go on the Mysore Road, you see that river. It's full. It looks like somebody's bath water. It's got so much foam on it. All that foam is chemical. Chemical effluent which has been let into the water. The river is dead. It's a drain. It's a chemical drain. Same thing here with the Musi River. It's a sewage canal. The point is, all of these things are done by our own hands. And if we want to blame God for it, it doesn't help anything. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to blame. And on the day of judgment, we will discover. While we live in this world in a state of suffering. So this is what Islam tells us, that Allah has given this world to you to run. Allah has told you how to do it with compassion, with grace, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereby, simultaneously creating a beautiful environment for yourself to live in and getting Jannah in the Akhirah. Now, if you don't like that, then there's no problem. You can create a Jahannam for yourself in this dunya and suffer and die and then go into the hellfire forever. Both are your choices. Choose whichever one you want. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ